Dear parents, caregivers, and fellow beings, hi. I am also a mom to a boy, a young boy, and by the grace of God, I have learned a lot about mental health issues. It's not easy to get rid of all the side effects, all the symptoms of mental health issues. It's really not easy, and if it's not a piece of cake, and there's no treatment, or there's no sure treatment, and there's no cure to it. Now, allopathy has no cure to it. I have tried all. I've tried homeopathy. I've tried allopathy. Allopathy just suppresses the symptoms, but it doesn't cure the root cause. And then I got to meet with Anilji through his website. I contacted him on phone, and he discussed. He said that it is all mental spectrum. It is all everything is same. The issue is in gut, and I was convinced. The science was very clear. So, when I joined him, I was really panicked. I was clueless. I wanted my son to live a normal, healthy life like everybody else. I gave these drops, gut brain axis drops, to my son, and in 2 months I saw lots of changes, positive changes. But by the grace of God, my son is intelligent, and everyone who knows that they, when their child, son or daughter, they are stabilized, they are in good state of mind, you'll find that they are more intelligent than anybody else. But we miss that. We miss to know that our child is really precious, intelligent, because all we see is the other sides. We can't deal with the other side of the intelligent brain. GBA drops gave me lots of hope, lots of happiness, and cure to my son. And I'm still giving those drops. In fact, my son is very happily taking these drops, and he himself carries a bottle, pours the drops in the bottle, and he says, "I'll take care of it, Mom, and I'll continue having it even if I'm taking 2 drops a day or 3 drops a day in life. I'll take it because I really feel good about it." So he has faith in it. Faith is the number one point, faith. Because if you don't have faith in anything, you won't be benefited from it. Then the main important factor is that my son has faith in it. And he got faith in it when I started having faith in it. I also learned that besides giving drops, there are lots of things we make mistakes in. The tapering of the medicines. I also made a mistake of tapering the medicines very fast. Touch wood, I started going very slow then when it relapsed. And I touch wood, it is going good now. And the mistakes we make about tapering very fast. Second thing is that we don't get involved with our child. We don't, as a parent, we don't have time to sit with a child to understand them, to know what is the cause, what is the root cause, what has troubled them that they are into this situation now. Basically, the gentle souls, the beautiful souls, the pure souls tend to have this kind of thing more than the headstrong people. Headstrong people get away with anything in life. They don't feel guilty, victimized on small little things. But the gentle souls, they sense more. They are very sensitive to each and every reaction of others. And they tend to absorb things which they are not supposed to. The negativity from relatives, from friends, bullying from other, you know, students, school students or in the campus. So maybe there's something which they have felt in the school. Mostly many things happen in the school and we never come to know, because an introvert child would never speak. He will not say any a word or 2 words what has happened with them. They keep it to themselves. Sometimes they think that they are destined to receive all such negativity from other people, because they are supposed to be like that. As they grow up, when hormones fluctuate, when hormonal disturbances or hormones in their teenage activate, they cannot handle lots of things, and hence many times you will notice that your child, the children are affected, they are attacked with psychosis or any such things that comes up when they are 17 or 18 in the puberty, because hormones are totally changing. See, I am not a doctor, I am not a psychiatrist or psychologist, but as a mother, I have understood whatever I have understood, I am just sharing with you. Apart from the drops, apart from the understanding of the child, we have to, as a parent, we have to step by step by step, daily one step, we have to understand what they have gone through in the past, and along with that, we have to remove those obstacles they are having in their mind. Remove them, open the knots. Every incident has become a knot in their mind. We have to open those knots, and how we will open it, we'll talk to them. A very sensible person needs to talk to them, even if it is a consultant or it's a mother or a father, whoever is a sensible person in the family who takes time out daily, half an hour or 1 hour, to talk to the person, to the patient. Talking therapy makes lots of difference. Third point is meditation. Meditation also helps a lot. Meditation is only about deep breathing for 15 minutes. Start with 5 minutes and extend it up to 15 minutes, morning and evening. This is enough. When you deep breathe, your vagus nerve is activated. So you have to breathe till your navel. You will see lots of difference in your child if he's doing it 5 to 10 minutes daily or 15 minutes maximum. You'll see visible difference in your child in next 15 to 20 days. But it has to be done daily. Or there's another method is walking. 45 minutes to 1 hour walking is compulsory. Maybe in the morning, 6 to 7, 5 to 6, 6 to 7 or 7 to 8 in the morning. Or 4 to 5, 5 to 6 p.m. in the evening. Whatever suits one's schedule. If the child is not in condition to go outside alone, a parent must accompany them. Someone, a caregiver must accompany them. So basically, it's about training of the mind, training of the body, and balancing it out. It's about mind, body, and soul. So lots of things are external factors which we have to take care of as a parent or caregiver. The thing which we are going through, not everyone is going through it. When this happened to my child, I was like, why me? What is this? I've not seen it in my relatives, all my relatives, in all my friend circle. No one has this. Why me? But when I got to meet with Mr. Anilji, and I came to know that lots of parents are going through this. So it's not only me. There are many people who are facing this trauma, this emotional trauma. And we have to come out of it. And when I see parents who are suffering, who I feel them, because I have been there and I have felt that, and I have come out of it, and I want everyone to come out of it. If my words are helpful to you, yes, they are helpful only if you implement. I have not prepared this speech. I'm just speaking it out randomly. I'm speaking it instantly, impromptu. Because I want to be just like, you know, as a friend. I don't want to make it up. I just want to speak as it comes. So these factors are very important, as I have said, about exercising, meditation. Healthy eating is also important. Talk therapy. And don't taper the medicines very quick. Please, don't taper it just for the sake of tapering it. Yes, first taper was successful. Second taper was successful. Third taper bhi successful ho jayega. No, take time. This is allopathic medicines. This is not a joke. Because lots of things are happening inside our body. We are not aware of it. There is no scan machine. There is no MRI machine to know what is happening in your brain, even in anybody's brain. So how do we know that this is the time to taper the medicine and then the consequences are there? So since every case is different, I had known a person whose child was cured in 6 months because he got this issue. In 1 month, he contacted Anil ji for the GBA drops, and his issue was resolved in 6 months. So every case is different. Those cases which are long, like 5 to 6 years older, or 10 years older, they might take some time. So those who love their children, those who are not, like they, I can't live happily and my child is suffering. So those who want to bring their children, bring out the happiness, bring their children out of this, they will definitely look after their child first, look after their child's happiness and life first, and then they will start living their own lives too. So the parents who love their children will not miss these things, because if you are chosen one, you are affected, your child is affected, so you have to, the problem is there. And many people have different kinds of problems. We have problems in mental, some people have physical issues. There are many people who have disabled children and they take care of their disabled children. They move with the wheelchair, they go to malls, movies with the child on wheelchair. So if they can do it, why can't we? The only thing is that we have to be smarter. We have to know, we have to be intelligent. We have to know when and where what has to be done. This is all I have felt and experienced, and I wanted to share with you. I just want to share my experiences, and I hope that you will try to incorporate these things in your child's life and yourself too. Meditation is good for you too. If a mother heals, her child will heal. Sometimes mothers carry the generational trauma from their ancestors to their child. Yes, I had this. I had a trauma which I carried forward to my child. And it is very easy to transfer such things. It is all about genes. Our child is born with the specific features, facial features. They look like their parents, their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles. So they might carry such genes also. So it is a generational, it could be a generational trauma. So we also have to heal as parent. We can't easily let go, but we can talk about the traumas, and we have to resolve it. We have to pass through it, resolve the trauma, and live a happy life henceforth. It might take little time, it might take longer time, but it will be cured slowly and steadily. Thank you very much. All the best to everyone. Bye.